Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Friday, January the 9th, the radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. What a great joy it is to be back on radio again today. Well, I praise the Lord for it. Amen. I'm happy, though, because it's Friday. And amen. Then Sunday's coming now. Amen. That ain't going to be great. Amen. On Sunday, the 11th of January, that'll be great being in your local church. And I praise the Lord for that. Amen. Y'all want to sing a little? Y'all help me out a little bit? God is good to me. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. God is righteous. Hallelujah. God is righteous. Hallelujah. God is righteous. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. God is holy. Hallelujah. God is holy. Hallelujah. God is holy. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. God is God to me. Hallelujah. God is God to me. Hallelujah. God is God to me. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. One more time now. God is good to me. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Boy, the Lord is good, ain't He? Amen. I thank the Lord for God's good grace 40-some years ago, almost 48 years ago now, reaching down and saving an old sinner like me and bless me and put me in the ministry. Let me preach. I'm in my 42nd year, and I'm as happy as a bunny rabbit in 40 acres of carrots and the farmer on a permanent vacation. Amen. I'm excited about being saved. Hallelujah. Amen. There ain't nothing better than being saved and serving the Lord. You know, I don't have much in this life, but I have Jesus. Amen. And as the old song said, when you meet me, you can shake hands with the poor boy who owns everything. That's right. Amen. I'm an heir to heaven. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about it. And I'm going there. Heaven is as real as you're sitting in your chair, driving in your car. Amen. Heaven is a heartbeat away. How about that? Let's finish this message from the Word of God as much as we can of it. Wife praying together in that home, or me and my wife, we don't actually pray together. We pray separately. We have separate prayer lists. We pray, we call on the same God. And sometimes, I mean, we pray together. Don't think we're heathens, but I mean, I'm just saying, as a general rule, she does her praying, I do mine. But God answers prayer. Oh, my friend, God will change your home. And then I want to say, God changed things on your job. You say, preacher, I've got where. Have you ever been just where you didn't want to go to work? I have, even in the ministry. Things wouldn't be going right, and I just didn't want to go to the office. God can change it. God can change that thing on the job. You say, preacher, I got a mean boss. God can change it. Can I say your prayers will defeat Satan? Boy, I tell you what, Satan starts in an area. You can start praying. You can put the fires of Satan out sometimes if you'll pray. Pastors, Satan's attacking those families in your churches. You go to praying for them. Amen. You get your church people praying. And I tell you right now, you'll see God do something. On Wednesday nights when I was pastoring one time, I told myself for a while, on Wednesday nights we're just going to meet and pray. Boy, I can't begin to tell you what God began to do in that church of those prayer meetings. I tell you, brother, it's prayer. Old Brother Bobby Robertson pastored one of the greatest churches, Gospelite Baptist in Winston-Salem, Walkertown area. And Bobby said, I'll just be honest with you. Now, Bobby knocked on a lot of doors. They ran a lot of buses. They did a lot of things. But Bobby said, I believe. I heard him say this. He said, I believe the whole key to it was those prayer meetings we had on Saturday night. You see, you don't have to pray long and you don't have to pray eloquent. You just got to talk to God. Talk to God. Amen. God understands what you're saying. Then I want to say this, boy, prayer change your children. I'm preaching today to some heartbroken mama. You've took your kid to church. You put the Bible in his hand. You've showed him prayer, and that kid ain't turned out right. And you say, boy, what do I do? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It may take him 30 years. He may come back to it. Amen. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let me tell you something, friend. Just keep on. I'm talking to some daddy. Your little girl left home. And, oh, you're sad about it. Listen, you mom and daddies, do all you can to keep those families together. Do all you can. Amen. Don't listen. Some folk get so pharisaical, and some folk get this and that. But listen, I'm not saying compromise your kids, and I'm not saying partake in sins that they're in, but I'm saying this. Do everything you can to keep those homes together. And pray for them. Pray for your children. Oh, God can help you. God, I've seen my mama pray. My mama prayed for us boys. My mama prayed God would call me to preach. And then after I preached, my mama would pray for me. And 2 weeks before my mama died, she said, son, I'd rather you'd stay a preacher. Oh, thank God those words ring in my ears. Amen. In other words, don't do nothing else. Amen. Don't get off into this and that. Amen. But we was talking about a particular thing I was thinking about doing. She said, son, I'd rather you'd stay a preacher. Amen. Don't get it. And I was really thinking about getting into politics, all that. But listen, there's nothing wrong with Christians being running for office. I want you to understand that. I promote it. There's nothing wrong for that. We need more Christians in office. But God don't need me there. God needs me doing what I'm doing now. There's just certain things for certain people. Let me say this to you. What about your steps in life? Boy, prayer will change your steps. I had a lady come to me. She listened to me on the radio. She said, preacher, by the way, there's nothing wrong with nursing school. I've got friends that are in the doctor's field, nurses field. I've got medical people all over everywhere. I don't know why I make such good friends with medical people. I love them. They're doing a great service. This girl said to me, she said, preacher, young lady, she said, preacher, I'm going to nursing school. And said, I got listening to you. As a matter of fact, I was preaching on prayer on the radio. And she said, I got listening to you preach on prayer. I said, God changed me. He said, I'm in Bible college now. I'll do something for God. Oh, my friend, listen, it may not be wrong what you're doing necessarily, but it may not be the right path for you. Have you prayed? Oh, you said, Mama says I ought to be in this. Mama, don't know the will of God for your life. You say, well, the preacher said I need to do this. Well, the preacher don't necessarily know the will of God for your life. Amen. Listen, you know the will of God. Understanding what the will of the Lord is, the will of God is individual. Now, I believe you ought to seek advice from Mom and Daddy. I believe you ought to seek advice from your preacher, but I don't believe anybody will dictate to you. I wouldn't go let anybody dictate to me who I married and where I pastored and all. Some people try to do that. Amen. No, but it never worked out. What they said didn't work out. And some said, well, you can't take this church or you can't do that. I've had men tell me that, but men didn't call me. Amen. Men didn't call me. God did. Amen. So prayer. Amen. Pray. Prayer changes your steps in life. Now, amen. Listen, we're coming down to the end of this message, and I'm going to get into another phase of this, and that's the introduction to it. But I'm going to go ahead in the next 5 minutes, maybe, and get into the introduction to this message, or rather get into the first phase of it. Now, we go from the introduction now to what I want to really lay down, and we'll start in the first one, is a regular prayer life. A regular prayer life. I'm going to ask you a question, preachers. People, young people, do you have a regular prayer life? Or is it hit and miss? You pray one day and then don't pray for 20 days. You see, we're very emotional people. When you hear a preacher on the radio preach about prayer and we say, I need to do that, and you do it for 5 days and quit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Prayer is something you got to stay at. Prayer is something if you quit it on Monday, you probably won't do it again for 3 Mondays. I mean, brother, prayer is something you got to stay at every day. You got to fight this flesh. This flesh hates prayer. Not one time has my flesh said, yippee, we get to pray today. Not one time. The flesh hates calling on God. It'll make you sick. It'll give you a headache. It'll give you every kind of excuse you can think of under the heaven. Your phone will ring. People will call you. You ain't talked to in 22 years. Amen. I mean, listen to me, friend. Listen, the devil hates it. But a regular prayer life. Now, I want you to go over with me, please. And I want to read this, first of all. I want to read this about being faithful to prayer. Listen, we ought to be faithful to prayer. And I believe there's something that God honors about praying every day. I really do. That's where I believe the prayer. Listen, I'm just going to barely get into this. And on the next message, we'll come back and probably get into this. Or we'll just see how the Lord leads. But here's the thing about it. You see, I believe God honors faithfulness to prayer. You see, God's not going to just give you everything the first time you ask for it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be plain. I don't care who wrote a book about it. And I don't care who wrote a book that said you can get in God's face and demand to God. Listen, some of this crowd is a bunch of liars on the authority of God's Word. Amen? And they're a bunch, they've got a different spirit than what the Bible teaches. And let me tell you something, brother. Sometimes you have to wait on God. Now, some commentary writers don't even believe that, but you have to wait on God. Remember the parable of the unjust judge? That judge said, I'll answer a prayer lest by her continual coming. Her continual coming, she weary me. Now, if she had came one time and left, she'd never got the answer. Many of you came to God one or two times, you didn't get the answer. Remember that king? And old Elisha told him, said, take that arrow, and said, smite it on the ground. And he smote it two or three times and made the prophet mad. He said, you ought to smote it five or six times on the ground. You see, God's in the steak-giving business, and we reach for the hot dogs every time. My friend, listen, a regular prayer life, a faithful prayer, no, it ain't popular. No, you'll have to give up some time with the dog and the cat and the sports and the phone and the social media. You have to give up a little time. Boy, the faithfulness is worth it. Let me just read you this verse from Proverbs 28 and verse number 20. The Bible said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Now, let's look at the first part of that verse. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. What about that? What about that? That means if you're faithful to prayer, God's going to bless your prayer life. You think you're going to spend time in prayer. Now, I don't spend a lot of time on names. I just call names out. Lord bless Sam, Jack, Bill, Jill, whatever. Amen. But you know what? God honors that. The old devil came to me long ago. And he said to me, you're wasting your time just praying down that piece of paper, calling them names out. You're wasting your time. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm not wasting my time. No, sir, I'm not wasting my time. God answers these prayers. I want to read this first part of this verse. Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Listen, have you ever seen a man blessed? Listen, blessings may not be three cars and a boat and a swimming pool. Blessings may not be a big bank account. Blessings may not be a fine home. Blessings may be spiritual. Amen. There's some men, amen, that God blesses spiritually. God's give them a gift. The more they pray, the more God gives them a gift to pray. By the way, you ladies can pray. Amen. I mean, be a prayer warrior for God. Of course, we about wore that term out, prayer warrior. Amen. Listen, why don't you pray for God? Will you have a regular prayer life? Preacher, would you do it? Would you be called to a life of prayer? That is your duty as a preacher. You're not going to answer in the judgment seat of Christ. You're not going to impress God with how many hospital visits you made. By the way, there's nothing wrong visiting the hospitals. Please don't misunderstand that. Amen. There's nothing wrong with preaching funerals and weddings. We all have to do them. But let me say, that ain't the main job of a preacher. If you want your church to do something for God and you want your church to be spiritual, you be a man given to prayer. I don't care, say, preacher, I'm 56 year old. I'm too late to start now. No, you ain't. No. In my last year, I've just seen the importance. God had to take me to the bottom. God had to do some things to me. In the last 2 years, God had to break Ricky Cothran's wheel. And I can honestly tell you where God started breaking my wheel when 2023 went out and 2024 came in, I was flat on my back. Brother, you talk about a man sick as a dog. You talk about a man, I just came home from Mississippi. My blood pressure, according to the gauge, and I don't know if it was right or not, shot up over 200. I was in the bed on Sunday night, Monday morning when the new year came in. And I remember getting up on New Year's Day and I tried to act normal and my wife had bought me a little pellet gun. I'd won me a little pellet pistol and shot gas pellets and BBs. And I just wanted it. And I remember getting outside and standing up. Friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Friday, January the 9th. And we also come to the end of the week of broadcasting over these great radio stations. Remember, a lot of these stations carry our 30-minute radio broadcast on Saturday or Sunday. And you can check our website, gbiradio.org, and for an official place of where we are. God bless you. Father, take the listeners, use them for your glory. Have you will your way. Lord, if you'll bless us to come back on Monday, we'd like to continue again. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good weekend, everybody. God bless you. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cothran. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.